I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Ag innovators looking to expand markets for wood products have a new opportunity for funding following an announcement that the USDA has set aside $13 million in new grants. The announcement came just months after wood industry reps testified in Congress about their need for federal assistance. Carolyn Dowsett, a fourth-generation owner of the Florida-based Rex Lumber, told the Subcommittee on Conservation and Forestry that there is a need for additional research into new wood products and more large government projects, such as those managed by the General Services Administration and the Department of Defense. Those projects directly expand mass timber markets, but also advance the acceptance of innovative wood products in the commercial markets. Additionally, she says her company has been looking into biochar production, but so far has not found the markets to support an investment.
The industry is looking for ways to diversify our markets to lessen the impact on sawmill infrastructure when the next recession hits. Specifically, we are working to increase the use of mass timber for non-residential and larger multifamily housing construction projects. This expands markets for landowners that produce trees for the benefit of society and the environment, but most importantly, creates and sustains good-paying jobs in our rural communities.
USDA says the new grants are designed to develop and expand the use of wood products and strengthen emerging wood energy markets that will support sustainable forest management, particularly in areas of high wildfire risk. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.